From Champaign, Illinois to my living room in Jungmoon, Jeju. Ladies and gentlemen, Daniel Wooshin Park, a.k.a. Woosai. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you. Thank you for having me, though.
Now, for the uninitiated, Woosai is a solo rapper and a member of the Jiggy Fellas crew, whose members include Kim Sung-won, a.k.a. Sleepy Innovator from Season 4 of Show Me the Money, and Ellie, the main rapper of girl group EXID, among many others. Now, most recently, Woo released It's Time, his first solo track in 9 years, the music video of which seems mostly, if not entirely, shot on Jeju. But before we get to that, how did you guys, like, meet?
Actually, we met at the pool party.
Pool party.
Yes.
Yeah. This was pre-COVID, yeah. Right? And yeah. I was hosting a series of parties at Ramada.
Uh-huh.
And that's how we first met.
Yeah. Wait, you host parties at the Ramada?
Yeah, I was the host. I hosted a pool party and bartended pool parties.
Yeah.
And he was one of our guest performers.
I was doing performing up there, so we met. That was our first time.
That was pretty epic. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was fun. There was a lot of people.
It was
before COVID, so it was like all packed.
Yes. Yeah. So, I mean, we're talking about, we had over 100. I think our last count was almost 200.
Mm-hmm.
When you, specifically for your performance, I think.
Yeah.
And then it sort of.
So this was like
people
a last
wandered
hurrah.
Off. Yeah, it was a last hurrah, and then no one saw each other again for 3 years.
December? What month was
no,
it?
No. It was summertime before COVID. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was a
not
pool party.
Right before. Oh, because I know that some of the hotels, they have.
Oh, the Indian. Yeah. No, it was good. We had some good times.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So, congratulations on coming out with your new single.
Okay. Thank you.
It's Time. So you shot this on all of it on Jeju?
All of it from Jeju. We shoot all the location we found in Jeju, because I tried to look at like, you know, in Jeju, like, there's beautiful place. There's a lot of beautiful place.
Sure.
So I'm trying to explain people that you guys can come here and like enjoy it. So I trying to put in everything about Jeju, but the music was kind of not kind of that music, you know, because it's kind of rough. And
it was.
Yeah.
It was. It, honestly, so when I first heard this, when you released it back in January, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was a little bit different from your other albums.
Yes.
And it kind of reminded me, it was harder.
Yeah.
It was harder. It was kind of like old school Jurassic 5 / I don't know. I just had all these little, it was hard and
like,
I really like it.
Because I used to do kind of music, like a really hard hip hop,
mm-hmm.
like a really trap kind of music.
Mm-hmm.
But like for me, because I was doing kind of music when I was in Jiggy Fellas, but when I'm doing my solo, I'm kind of man that like, I like the dude kind of love song and
yes.
I want to try explain like
yes.
how our life goes and
mm-hmm.
kind of thing. So my first album, called it the first round one,
love, yeah, that's one of my favorites.
It's all like something about love. So
when did that one come out?
That was
2010, right?
9 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. But It's Time, it was my like comeback album, right? So I wanna like show the audience that I'm coming back.
Yes,
I'm coming back right away. I'm a Woosai, so I was. That's why I put in my everything, like a kind of like a rough, kind of tough, kind of image.
It sounds incredibly good. I told you pre-recording,
mm-hmm.
I was driving down to this interview, pumping it on my radio, like in Jeju traffic, like just bang into it. You recorded this song with Don Mills.
Yes.
Yes, who is quite famous around Korea.
Really popular in Korea right now.
Really popular.
He was on the TV show named called Show Me the Money, which is everybody one knows that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he's doing, still he's kind of popular right now.
Mm-hmm.
His album just came out like last week, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
His album
nice.
Came out. And I asked him, because when I first made the music, I was imagining that Don Mills was doing rap in my music, so
nice.
Like that was first time that was my idea, because Don Mills gotta do it, you know. Don Mills gotta.
This
do
was
it.
Your first collaboration.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Oh, sweet. Okay, so, that turned out really well.
So, I gave him to listen to my music. He was like, "Okay with it." So, okay, let's go then.
Very, very cool.
So, how would you describe the song? Like, what is it about? What are you trying to tell all of your listeners with the song?
It's Time means like. It's time.
Let's go.
Yeah, it's time.
Let's
right.
go.
It's my time.
Right.
I'm coming back. I came back and like, I'm gonna do music more and more, because I kind of stopped doing music because you know, I got married and I got a lot of things to do.
Life.
I gotta care of my wife and everything. Like, so I kind of stopped and you know, like I was thinking about it, and it's who I am, because I'm a musician, I'm an artist. I had to do music. That's why I feel alive and everything. So
is that why the 9 year spans from your last solo and this one? Getting married,
yes,
busy with life.
Also, I was lazy. I was so lazy.
Yeah. Fair enough. Fair enough. Last time I actually saw you, you were nice enough for our mutual friend Chris to do a little performance at a rooftop event. Oh, yes, do you remember that?
Yes.
That was cold, dude. I was so cold that night.
That's why I came down to Jeju.
Right.
To do...
to perform. I had a contract with hotels.
Oh, right. I remember that.
That's why I came down to Jeju in the first place.
Okay.
Okay, so when was this?
It's been like 7 years now.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. But that's what brought you... Because we were going to ask you that. Mm-hmm. That's what brought you from... Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Do you have family besides your wife here in Jeju?
No.
Okay. I have a question. Let's keep talking because you're released. Let's talk about the video.
Sure.
The video is crazy.
Thank you.
It's very good. There's lots of, you know, the motorbikes, the motorcycles.
Mm, yes.
Do you ride?
No.
No? So that was just like, what?
My wife would have let me.
She's like, hell no.
I feel you.
What inspired that then? Like, why was it just the sound? You wanted like just kind of a harder visual to go with the hard sound?
It's all like all idea from the music video directors, because we're like had a lot of meetings, because he tried to put everything inside, because it's my comeback album.
Yes.
So
yes,
you want to put some like you know, like really really push hard. So that was his idea.
Okay.
And
it turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah.
It really did. It looks good.
What locations? Like, where did you shoot this?
It's, you know where it's Jeju-ri? Jeju-ri, like the artist village.
Oh.
It was close there. And Jo-su-ri.
Okay.
That place. And actually, we're trying to shoot a music video at there's some resort that is not functioning right now. It's like all like
empty.
Yeah,
is,
empty.
Where is about Yere?
Yere?
I think so.
On the coast?
So. We went there, but
we talk about it a lot.
We
albatross.
I have snuck in a couple times. Yeah. You have to crawl under a gate, and it's very incredible back
why
there.
Why do you want to shoot there?
Because it's hip hop.
Yeah, honestly, it's so crazy that those buildings are so.
It makes
empty.
Me so angry.
Oh yeah, but this is why we get angry. Diverted.
But yeah.
So let's talk. If you don't mind, can we go back a little bit to your history, if that's okay? So you were actually born in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Where were you born in?
I was born in the States, Illinois,
Champaign-Urbana.
It's called Champaign-Urbana. There is only the famous thing was the University of Illinois.
Is there?
UIUC was there. So
okay.
That's the only thing I can explain. And a cornfield. That's it.
And
I'm a country boy. I'm a country boy.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. So what brought you back to Korea?
Actually, my daddy was studying at the UIC. So I was born there. And I came back when I was like 2 or 3.
Oh, and, after he finishes.
Yes,
oh, gotcha. Okay.
I always, when I grew up, because I had a good memories at the States.
Mm.
So I always ask my parents that I want to go back to the States.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of expensive and everything.
Wait, you have memories from when you were 2 and 3?
Like, it was, I think, 3 or 4,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
it's small memories, but
sure.
you still can't remember,
remember
that, no? So I was keep asking my mom, and my uncle was living there. So
nice.
I went back when I was like 5th grade, I guess.
Really?
And I stayed there. Like, 2 years, and I came back because my parents want me to speak Korean very well, so they want me to go to Korean middle school.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to middle school in Korea for 2 years, and I went back.
And did you do high school in America then?
Yes, yes.
Dang. And was that hard adjustment? Back, forth, back?
First time it was kind of confused.
Yeah.
But I think I kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, yeah.
And then after high school, did you come immediately back? Or
yeah,
did you stay in...
I stayed for a couple of years, get a community college, and I stayed there. And I came back because my dad passed away when I was like 10 years old.
Because
my mom was staying in Korea by herself. So
gotcha.
I got to take care of her.
Yes.
So I came back, and but I always had an idea that I was going to go back to States.
Yeah.
But I'm going to take care of her first, and I was keep... I'm thinking about it. I want to do some music. So I tell my mom that I'm gonna stay here in Korea and do some hip hop music. And she said okay with it.
What age was that? How old were you?
I was like a 22, I guess.
22, because you went to Chung-An University, the Department of Performing Arts.
It was way later.
That was way later. Yeah. Okay.
So you did not ever rap in the States. You were not performing in the States. It was just here.
You know, when I was like in middle school and high school, I had a friends that playing guitars. Mm-hmm. They were really good at it. Mm-hmm. I used to listen to rock music, but not hip hop.
So when you were in the States, you never got into any American hip hop?
I did.
You did, because
I did a lot. I listened to all kinds of music, so. But that moment, I was into kind of the rock, like Coldplay.
Yeah.
They've met this band, that kind of thing.
I feel like in your first album, First Round Love, right?
Mm-hmm.
2010, you can kind of see the rock influence, because I had commented earlier. My favorite song is Seven and a Half Years,
yeah.
That your voice is so smooth.
Yeah, that's my favorite too.
It is my favorite song of yours. I love this song now, but I love that song, and you just sound so smooth. So you can really hear that, like, I don't know, that ballad / smooth rocker. I don't know. I really like it. It was good. Yeah.
Thank you. That kind of music is my favorite.
Okay.
The chords and everything. It's kind of lo-fi. Lo-fi. These days they call it lo-fi kind of thing.
Yeah. Right.
That kind of lo-fi style. So.
What is your album now? Just because you had said that was your kind of favorite music, but this album now, is it all hard?
What do you mean?
Like, so the song It's Time.
Mm-hmm.
That was a hard, edgy song.
Yes.
Is the whole album going to be? Is it all?
No.
Okay.
Like, I'm preparing my next album.
Okay.
But next album is kind of it's like a 7.5 years kind of
thing. Okay.
It's lo-fi.
Yeah.
It's the subject was about my Lucky, the puppy. My puppy.
Okay.
I'm talking about that. And I'm trying to make some, like, a LP album for this series.
Good.
And name called Spectrum, because I want to do a lot of everything. Like a
spectrum
rock
music. Of music,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, I can't sing too, so.
Yeah.
I'm not a good singer, but I
want to
try.
But you can. No, you did.
No,
yeah, I like it.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
So a name called Spectrum. So name
okay.
Yeah.
Something to look forward to.
So okay. when did you actually start, like, really taking music seriously?
I think music as a job was making money, maybe. Mm. So like 23, 24, got into Jiggy Fields. I always think that.
That's about the time.
Yes.
But you didn't really do music before that then? Like,
doing it at home.
Playing around.
Yeah, just recording by myself. I don't like let people listen to it. But yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, that's fascinating.
Okay.
I'm actually really interested in when you went to the Chung-An University for performing arts. When did that happen?
I was living in Daejeon. You know, do you guys know where Daejeon is?
Sure.
That's my hometown.
Okay.
My mom lives there.
Mm-hmm.
And if I want to go to Seoul, because all musicians, like, they all go to Hongdae.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I always had that feel that I want to live in Seoul. But, you know, if you want to go to Seoul, you need money to stay, like, everything,
true,
right?
True.
So my mom wouldn't let me. So
she was like, no, we're not doing this.
If you want to go to Seoul, you have to graduate college. Mm. That's what she told me. So,
okay. Good mom, okay.
Okay, I studied a little.
Okay.
And I had I speak English and I do music. So I was doing, I met some professor. So they want me to get into the university, Chung-An University. Mm-hmm. So I had an interview and everything. So I got into it. So my mom said, okay, to go.
Yeah.
So and she gave me some money so I can put some deposit for my house. So that's why I started. But I didn't graduate though.
That's fine.
Yes.
I think you seem to be doing pretty well.
Yeah,
so.
I think you're going to be just fine without it. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't mind, we have a couple of questions I'd like to know. So in the States, you were really listening to a lot of rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think was, let's talk about influencers.
Okay.
Who do you think was your first American or Western rap influencer that you're like, okay, this isn't a sound that I like?
Ludacris.
I love him so much. Okay.
Because in high school, the Ludacris Rollout album came
absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
And the move, bitch, get out the way.
Now, He's looking confused because he's from Canada, and that is definitely not his kind of music. And so he has no.
No, that's not.
You don't come on.
Okay, so
come on, be honest.
I'm usually more talkative in the interviews, but I don't listen to music very much. Okay. I'm not a big music person, and that's because I read. So like when I was in high school, I used to listen to music a lot, but then I would read and listen to music, and then I couldn't do both at the same time. Mm-hmm. So the music sort of drifted away.
Right.
So I've heard of Ludacris.
I'm going to sound like such a grandpa.
He's in movies, right?
Yeah, he's a movie actor.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Ludacris was your first Western. Then who did you get into, like in Asia or Korea specifically? Mm. Who is something?
There's a lot of people, but there,
like back in the day, because I mean, it's been a while.
Drunken Tiger.
Okay.
It's Dynamic Duo right now, but it was a CBMS.
Okay, yeah, old school.
Yes,
yeah.
And on all like the first generation, the hip hop artists in Korea.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. I can think of too much right now. But yeah.
Do you think there's a big difference between U.S. rap and Korean rap?
There's a lot of difference.
Mm-hmm. I'm interested in that.
I mean, these days, like Korean rappers, they getting better and better and better. Like comparing to like American rappers, and like if you see the music video, it's
comparable now.
K-pop industry's got really bigger. But back in days, there was no YouTube, so like we always have to look into, like when you watch the TV, like MTV or. There's the cable. You have to buy cable.
Yes, to watch the video.
Yep. Cable
sure.
Yep. To watch it.
Yep.
But there's good memories about it because it's, I don't know what it called. Like, it looks like, because I was always look up to a Korean artist, like first generation artist, because I never thought about that I'm going to do perform at the same stage.
Mm-hmm.
But like after 10 years later, I was doing perform with them.
Exactly.
So I was kind of like a goosebumps.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Yeah. So what would be your next achievement that you want to lock down? You know, like what would be your next, like this is, I want to perform here. I want to do this. I want to do that.
Like, when I was Jiggy Fellows back in 2007, because they had there's a community called Hip Hop Player. It's the biggest community in Korea. The biggest festival in Korea. The Hip Hop Player show, called Hip Hop Player Show.
And it's a festival.
It's a festival. They used to have a Hip Hop Player show. I was on that
stage. Oh, no kidding!
But they changed it, like, because they call it Hip Hop Player Festival.
Okay,
It's biggest Hip Hop Festival. But they don't they do it, so.
Okay.
But they don't call me no more, so.
Well, this is what this new album is going to be about, this new single,
that's my goal, to
get back into that scene. Into stage, I respect that,
If you don't mind if I bring it back to Jeju a little bit, how long have you been here for again?
Now it's like 7 years, 6 years now.
Right.
Yes.
Is your wife Jeju Saddam?
No, she lives in Jeju right now, but first time she didn't.
Okay. She's not from, okay.
So how has Jeju influenced you in your work, if at all, because it may not have.
Well, in Seoul, like you always have to go to the studio and work, because like if you go down to the basement studio, like there's all my friends artists there. Like we always talk about it, but we drink too much.
Yeah,
we smoke too much. In the basement, and we always work. Mm-hmm. We write the lyrics, we make some music, and we like, you know, when we realize that when you come out, it's all like the sun's like it's
gone.
Yeah,
it's gone.
And I was kind of, I don't know. I feel like that. My health is getting like very, very like not getting good right now.
Right,
getting worse.
Right,
and it feels like I'm kind of stuck. Like, I don't know what to do. Like, I'm making music right now, but it's like there's no meaning of that. Mm-hmm. So, and my friends call me. There's some offers that hotel. There's a hotel wants to do party every single day at the rooftop.
Right.
There's pools. It's pool party, but you have to perform every single day, like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, so
and that's in Seoul.
No, that was here. That's why I came to, yeah.
And they called me, and I was like, okay, I need a break. So I need to go down Jeju, and I'm going to stay here for like 3 months. So I had a contract for like 3 months. After 3 months later, they liked us.
Yeah.
So
they
want two more. But that moment, it was kind of addicted that because I get paid like every single month. Like,
right.
It's not usual for just regular artists. Right. Because like, you get payments every single month.
Exactly.
You
know? It's a contract, right? Yeah, literally.
I was kind of addicted because like, I was getting
settled. Give me the money.
I was getting settled. And my wife was satisfied.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
It's steady, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a contract six more months and more. So I perform at there like a year and a half.
That's intense.
Uh-huh.
Who was the partner that you were with? I forget his name.
JD,
that's right. Right.
He's the chubby guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You guys really have quite a performance together. I mean, you really had it down to to a T. Yeah,
this is what you were performing every single day.
Mm-hmm. He was, yeah.
How did that improve your performance? How did that affect your work?
Performance, like, even though you sleep, if you touch it, you can just start it right away.
Right.
Because you perform every single day.
It's like train.
It's in your blood. Yeah. Like, you just wake up and just perform.
Yeah. Would you be able to do it now?
Oh, I don't think so.
A little out of practice.
But my voice, my neck is kind of getting worse. Because every single day, you don't, because that was the contract. You only play like 20 minutes, mm-hmm. but in 20 minutes, I got to put everything inside it.
Yeah.
So after like a year and a half later, me and my friends, we had to go to Terry to get a neck fixed and things.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's because it's professional. It's serious.
We got money, but that was consequences.
The horse. Well, it just made your voice all deep and raspy.
Yeah.
It's good.
Well, it got better now. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Any memorable performances from that time?
Yeah, what was your favorite? Like, if not even from the hotel, what was your favorite, do you think?
There's, it's not good memories, but can I talk about it?
Yeah. I'm curious.
We're performing at the, right in front of the pool, but, like, the audience was, if there's pool, there's, like, you know, separately. There's, like, they enjoy music, they put your hands up. And they do like swimming and everything. It's okay, but like when we perform, people was keep coming to right in front of us. I don't know why, because they usually don't do that. Because they enjoy where they're staying.
Was that the pool over here in
the Joseon?
Joseon.
Okay, so I'm familiar with this. So it's you have the stage that goes right up to the lip of the pool. And I've been there before when there were people were performing and singing and stuff.
So they were coming close to you.
And we didn't realize that at first time, but it was kind of weird. And at first time, I was like, oh, we're doing performing like really good. That's what people
there's people coming up, yeah. No? Yeah.
But I was, I saw that there's one couple was, they're doing it.
No!
Inside a pool.
Copulating? Fornicating?
No!
They were like, you know, like bumping each other.
That is...
Like, and people was kind of shocked.
Well, it's Korea.
So, like, people
look at his face. Look at Daryl. He's like, "Wait, what?"
They were really wasted.
That wasn't at my pool party, was it?
I'm not.
Oh, thank God, because I would have been so embarrassed. Yeah.
What do you do?
Yeah, what did you do? Did you just like, okay, cool?
Yeah, we didn't.
Say what are you gonna do? Yeah,
but it was shocked though. It was shocked. And it was fun to watch though.
Your music is very inspiring.
Yeah. You were like, you can take pride in that. You can put that in your bio.
Yeah, we were laughing. We were laughing at that.
Wow.
So we stopped performing.
Yeah.
Because they have to come out, right? And you know the thing about the consequences, the water?
Oh, no.
It's expensive. You have to take it out.
Clean and
like everything. I don't know if they charge you or not, but yeah.
That is one hell of a memory.
I know.
So that is, I am.
I'm glad I asked that question.
I know. I'm like, your face is still like, oh my God.
No, I just like, okay. I mean, they're on vacation, I suppose, you know.
Okay.
There's good or bad memory.
Yeah, good. It's just a memory. A memory.
And but why did you decide to stay
on Jeju? After the Kensington, the hotel was closed, they trying to change to Joseon
right
now.
Right.
You know? So the manager was still there. Mm-hmm. So he asked me to stay in Jeju for like 1 year. Just wait for the next contract.
And this would have been like 5 years ago?
Yeah. So, no, it was like 4 years ago, yeah. I guess.
Because right before COVID, basically.
And I thought it was okay to stay in Jeju because we're having a one-year break. That's okay with us. And my wife says okay. So we decided to stay here, but the contract didn't go well. So.
Right.
Didn't move forward after that. Huh?
And then I'm trying to move back to Seoul. I was trying, but you know, there's no place for me now. So it's been like 3-4 years later.
You've been out of the scene for a while.
What do you mean by no place? Yeah.
Because the works and a lot of young bloods just...
Yeah. Right.
Like,
yeah.
Do... Because if it, like, for example, if I get paid like $1,000 for the one performance, the young people, they just...
I know exactly how you feel,
but I can't do that.
You have history, you have a career behind you. Yeah,
wife.
Yeah, wife to take care of. Yeah,
and my wife can't kill myself.
Yeah, there, and honestly, there is, like you're saying, there is a whole, you know, it's like the K-pop machine is just turning out, not just K-pop music. Uh-huh. They're turning out these performers. They're hunting them down. They're finding them. They're grooming them. Mm-hmm. They're shaping them into and sending them on their way. You know, it's a lot.
Is that comparable to the States? Back to the question that Alexis asked about, like, what's the differences? Do they do that also in the States?
Well, but it doesn't, I don't know if he would know that per se.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
I think... Just knowing music, though, I think we could safely say the States is not like that. They're not turning out quite like the performance schools where you're training these young artists.
It's Korea. It's Korea culture that we go to a school for every single like subject, like education.
Literally.
Education is like a Korean thing. Right? So hip-hop, you know, back in the days, the hip-hop is not the thing that you can, like, go to school and learn. Kind of. It's culture. You have to experience, like, you have to go in it and you can feel that, right? But Korea, they teaching hip-hop.
Yeah.
They have a school for that. They have college for that. Mm-hmm. And even though for me, I'm teaching people because they want to learn.
Yeah.
But I understand now because... If you don't learn about that culture, I mean, you can't learn. Like, cause there's nobody can explain that. Cause I had an experience about hip hop culture, so I can explain to my students. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm. I understand these days, but first time I didn't understand. But like, I think it's got better because K-pop got better because they have a system for kind of that kind of thing. So, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good or not.
Are we using K-pop incorrectly, the term? Like, is hip-hop also K-pop? Is there different realms? Is there different...
There's no line for hip-hop or
because
K-pop.
Because K-pop, you know, there's always one rapper in a K-pop group, you know? So there, it's just a grooming. It's schools and just a grooming of it now.
There's a lot of the popular in worldwide, the Korean hip-hop artists. There's like a DPL. Have you ever heard about DPL Live?
Yes, DPL, a little bit.
They go worldwide now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think the one thing we can say, I do think this, I've never been a fan of like the schools and the grooming and the pushing out of these performers. Mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed in the last few years of especially rap is I do see more individuality in people's rap music versus before where it really did just feel like a machine.
Yeah.
Now I feel like, especially with some of the women rappers, I really can see like a difference with them talking about things that are important to them versus this staged, I don't even know how to say it, staged scripted rap. So I've noticed that, and it's been really enjoyable to watch that kind of unfold a little bit. So that's nice.
Is there like does Jeju have its own scene? Music scene? Hip-hop scene that's different from
music
Seoul?
Music scene. Or is it hip-hop?
Or is it just like
just you?
Transplants that come down here
well,
and bring their music with them?
I heard that there's a lot of the young people trying to do their own music, like hip-hop. And there's a lot of artists coming down to their own music, too. Because Look, they kind of got sick of the city.
Right. Yeah. So I think most artists come.
There's a lot of artists coming down to Jeju. Yeah. And but they making music. They make music here, but they don't do music in Jeju. They go back to Seoul. Seoul and do music.
Yes.
They
yes.
just came down here to making music.
Music.
And not
the vibe. Yeah. Feel the vibe.
You know, that's a yeah. bigger problem for yeah. Jeju, not just for music, but yeah, in every
I know.
Every
I know.
Realm.
Yep. Yes.
Right. Yep.
So what are some of your favorite things on Jeju, things to do, things like that?
Mm.
As we get close to the end of our wrapping it up here.
I like to stay in Jeju because how can I explain? It's clean. Like there's it's like a white shit. There's nothing's written on it. So,
the tabula rasa.
So you can draw everything you want it. That's why I wanna do, because I'm teaching students right now, and always explain to them you don't have to go to Seoul to do music, because you can do everything here. Like we can't think about COVID. Like things got better because we can't do communicate each other as online and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Like all the system got better, so you don't have to go.
You don't Seoul have to be there.
To it's not only music, just like everything, just. You can do everything here, but I'm trying to develop the collab with Jeju Nature and hip hop music.
Oh, cool!
That's what I'm trying to do. I want to try to explain. I mean, some matchup, like some good food matchup. Place is okay, yeah. but we got nature, Jeju. They got good views and everything.
Yeah. We got everything. We got the mountains. Mm-hmm. We got the ocean. You know, it's a whole thing.
That's what I'm doing these days right now. I'm doing YouTube these days.
Cool.
I'm shooting at the live clip.
Well, like a vlog, you mean?
Like, no, the YouTube. I do you know, have you ever heard of a color show or like a dingo freestyle kind of thing?
I don't think so.
You guys do the live. You play your music at the live. But background is Jeju.
We'll have to check that out.
Yeah. I'll show you guys later.
Yeah, yeah. And before we change the subject, what is that YouTube name?
Uside.
We'll be making sure.
WOO-SIDE.
Okay. Right. We'll be making sure we post that, but yes, while we were talking about it.
And so now that we're wrapping it up, let's get to we like to end our interviews with the Jeju 5, is what we've ended up calling it, which are 5 questions.
Speed round.
Yeah, we don't want you to think round. Too much amount.
No.
Too much about.
Good English.
And the first one is, on Jeju, where do you like to go to get away?
Beach.
Any specific beach?
The place I live, the Popan beach.
Popan.
The harbor, I guess.
The harbor. Yeah. That's
pretty.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day when that was nobody would go there. Yeah. Now they have damn lifeguards and everything. It's crazy. Yeah?
I go there to do barbecue all the time.
Nice. Okay.
You guys
we should probably keep that quiet. Sure. Yeah. I would love to join you.
Side is inviting me.
Yes.
I'll definitely
do that. We'll throw on some steaks. Okay. You do the next one.
Beverage of choice at the Pyeonijeom's.
What do you grab?
I get the cream bread, I guess. The bread inside cream, a lot of cream.
No, but mechu, soju, makgeolli,
danbae, cigarettes.
boom, boom, boom. Okay. Coast, Hallasan, or beach?
Coast.
Okay. Nice. Okay. What do you think right now is the best thing about Jeju?
People.
Oh, what makes them special?
Yeah.
Because people always care about me these days. Because my friends, I don't have many friends these days, but they always care about me. They always support me. And I get a lot of strength from my friends. So I call it people.
Okay.
This is my favorite question. What's something you know about Jeju that other people don't?
Oh.
That's a hard one, but...
Something I know, but people don't know. Like,
this always stumps people. I love it.
Some good mukbang place. The food place, I guess.
Okay. You think you know more about food? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Some local, food place. Like a Chinese.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, so you got a finger on the food. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And last one, that's a bonus question. Mm-hmm. What would you change about Jeju if you could?
maybe the culture movement, because it's kind of it's not like they trying to do a lot of things, but it's not getting better. I want to change that.
What do you mean?
Like government, they trying everything to, because they want Jeju to grow up.
Yeah.
So they invest everything. They invest a lot of money, but but it's so same. It's like every single year, it doesn't change. But
wow. I'm
trying to make it better, because I'm in Jeju right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a Jeju citizen right now. So because I'm planning to live in Jeju forever. Right now, in this moment, I don't know if I'm gonna change or not, but in this moment, so I want the culture movement. So I want it gets bigger and bigger and bigger,
and more diverse, I suppose, right? Yes, yeah, diverse. I hear you on that. I do think Jeju invests a lot of money in festivals and things like that. But there, I'm always so confused. We're going way over time, but I'm always so confused with why we're investing all this money only to turn out the same sort of pattern instead of taking...
They're investing money because they have to.
They have to. They have all this money.
Because they have to spend it.
They have
so
to
they
spend
can
it.
Get it next year.
Right.
Sure.
But they're not thinking about, like, you know, like...
Right.
If you pay that much money, like, you can't change it, right? But they don't...
I feel like it's laziness, too. They get this money and it's just one committee... Yes. Every year, and we're like, well, this is working for us.
Yes.
It's easy to do. Mm-hmm. We don't have to put a lot of effort, and we get the money.
Yes.
That's what, dude, this is one of my biggest complaints.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of my biggest complaints.
That's exactly.
Yeah.
So, where can people follow you? Where can people know where to get your
What's
music?
What's your Instagram?
My Instagram
is quite popular.
Instagram is WOOSID, WOOSID, and YouTube, WOO-SID, or you can put it WOOSID in Korean.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that's it.
And so for our listeners that have Spotify, also your songs are on Spotify, so that's important. So
we'll
be linking
it up. We'll be trying our best to promote. Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks
it's been a
for
pleasure.
Having me. My English got really rusty.
No,
it sounds so shitty right now, but it was like you guys make me so comfortable.
Thank you.
Awesome. It's an honor to have you in my living room.
It's my honor. We were stoked about this. We've been messaging all week.
Let's do some like later podcast, like the background, like do some
Jason.
Sure.
There's so many more things we didn't actually talk to you about. Mm-hmm. So it'd be nice to maybe follow up with you later, you know, in the summertime when we could be outside somewhere.
Yeah, we can also talk about all this off air, because production for this episode is by Daniel Doherty. Our social media is run by Jocelyn Perry. The Miyu and Jeju website is by Ted J. Che, my co-host Alexis Joy, and I'm Daryl Coote. Thank you so much for listening. We'll talk
thank
to you
again
because it's so
thank
great
you.
To have you on.
Thank
this
you,
is
thank
awesome.
You guys. Thank you guys.
Cheers. Yeah.